Who's the only one here who knows illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys in the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
I have a real problem with managers. I work in a company that's, well, it's a fucking company. It's structured that way.
Yeah.
And there are a ton of people who I firmly believe do not earn their pay whatsoever. And they have meetings and about delegating power and scheduling future meetings. And I know it's bullshit. I've sat in meetings, those meetings before. And I know when I'm not there, they don't talk about shit that's important. They all are just playing this fucking game, I believe, of patting each other on the back and saying, no, you're important here. I know, you are too. Like, I really believe 90% of it is. And I'm going to be sexist, but it's way worse and way more annoying if it's a woman doing it. Because women who are educated and have been to college, they have this fucking cocky attitude about them where they're not exactly going to insult you, but you better respect them. And they're going to, if with everything they say, they're expecting you to be like, oh shit, you know what you're talking about. You went to a 4-year university.
It's almost like they can't wait for you to question something so they can show you their credentials.
They know a ton of jargon. And you know, it's like those, it's the Republican, like what do you call them, like pundits that come on Bill Maher's show.
Oh my God,
that have
I know.
No, they will not talk like a human being whatsoever. They're just going to repeat the verbatim party line jargon that they were instructed to speak. And that's what so many of these managers are like. And I always feel like the good way to judge somebody is in that position. If you had to go start a new civilization on a desert island somewhere, at what point would you draft them to help you do something?
That's a good point.
You would never fucking draft them. They're useless to any real society. They only exist in bureaucracies.
Yeah. They're, yeah.
I mean, even if you had like 50 people that you know, not just fictional people that you can call on, but just people that you know in your regular life to help you do something. Like, I know you'd be good at climbing trees and knocking down coconuts.
You should point out I'm black.
We need somebody to catch fish. We need women that are hot enough to fuck. They don't qualify for that either.
Who are we going to get to talk about the rights of something on the island that no one cares about?
Yeah, and well, you know what? There's going to be a lot of island projects, and we're going to need someone who can explain to us how to delegate the work. Because otherwise, we're just going to fucking sit on our dicks. And just try to eat dirt. Because we won't know whose job it is to knock down the coconuts. We'll all be pointing fingers while nobody knocks down coconuts and we're living on a diet of
dirt.
Empty shellfish and
dirt.
Dirt.
Yeah.
That's what you eat on an island. And we need somebody to take some of our money in between us and the cave that we hide it in.
The women that annoy me the most are women who, on my route, who, like whenever I'm delivering, I'll walk in somewhere. And I swear, half the computers of the receptionist, literally half, have Bejeweled on them. But they always try to hide it. Because when I walk in, even people who aren't just receptionists, people who are doing work, when I open a door, I'm like Kramer. You know, I come busting through. I fly into wherever I'm going. So they usually have so much time to minimize the window and open the work window. But because I get there so much faster than everyone else that they're used to, I see them in the act of minimizing the Bejeweled all the time. And their bosses would never see it because you have to freaking fly through the door. Once the door opens, you have to be like almost jogging to get to the thing in time, the people that I see basically. So they always, anyway, they're all half of them are playing Bejeweled, but they don't know that I've seen it. And they don't know that even if they're not playing it that day, I've seen like half the women playing Bejeweled in the past. So then, when I bring a box, it's not even like, it'll be something that's like literally a pound and a half, and I'll put it like on the desk and have them sign for it. And they'll be like, Actually, can you put that in the over in the corner by his desk or whatever it is? And it, for some reason, that drives me insane because they see the pace. They first of all, they've all seen me on the street working, and I'm never. They've never seen me stand still. They've always seen me running, and they just don't want to get up to move the box themselves, which is their only job.
That's a girl.
Which
move.
Is their only job, and. Instead, they're playing, and I just saw you were playing Bejeweled, and that's what you can't be taken away from to go take this box the extra 20 steps.
That's the way it is to be a girl in this country, because we've fucked up. We have tricked women in America into believing that they're important just because they're hot.
I know, that's absolutely true. I know that's so sexist, and obviously...
Wait a not all women are like this.
Yeah.
The ones who are fugly are very efficient.
Well, seriously, if you go to... A lot of Mexican women are digging through trash for cans, looking for cans. But these are the sort of troll version of Mexicans, like super short, not at all attractive, right. Not at all woman-looking Mexicans that are just digging through the trash. And they don't have any problem with it. This is what they do. But imagine trying to get like... Someone from our generation
citizen or natural born Americanized, whatever you want to call it, women in this generation are fucking spoiled because we have this whole princess thing. Like even my brother does it with his daughter. Like she's got all this princess shit.
Yeah.
I don't think in the way back in American history, we were going around telling every girl that they were princess. We were just saying, you're probably going to die in childbirth. So don't act like a bitch now.
That is a really good point.
And we had my job I have now. Well, for the same company, I used to do a job where I'd end up running around a lot. I'd have to make deliveries and go to different places and do different things.
Was this the train washing gig?
No, this is after that.
Oh, okay.
So, and this job, like I would always see women who were not at a job where they had to be out of their away from their desk.
Yeah.
And were probably not on a break unless they had like 15 breaks a day outside like talking on their phone to somebody. And when I would see them leave the office, they would always have this fake emergency look on their face to go out and talk on their phone. And I know they if they're having that many emergencies, someone in their family's murdering someone else and they shouldn't be at work.
Right.
So it's fucking horseshit. And the thing is I've never worked in the department I work at, I do have a desk job now, and I've never, a day hasn't gone by where every single woman hasn't at least once had to like walk quickly outside to take a phone call.
Yeah. But,
and it's usually more than once.
Right. And it's always,
I never see the guys doing that.
Well, I also hear those women's phone calls because as the FedEx guy, I've told you this before, but if I just act busy in the elevator, and act like I'm working on my scanner and looking at my pickup sheet, and I'll hear women talking on their phone because I'll have a headphone in and I'll pretend like I'm listening to something too. But whenever anyone gets in an elevator and is having a conversation by me or is on the phone by me, I immediately pause whatever I'm listening to and I have to listen. You know, that's all I do every time I go out to eat is just listen to everyone else's conversations.
Yeah.
Anytime I'm in public, all I want to do is whoever's right next to me, I want to understand them as a human. Like, that's all I care about. Tanya hates it because we'll go out to eat. It could be our anniversary, and I'm, like, leaning back so I can hear the two guys talking behind me just so I can know the guys. I want to know – you know what I mean? I want to know whatever they're talking about. Or the girls. I want to – if I know that the girl behind me is kind of a bad person and I get the urge, the feeling, I'll just listen until I get all this evidence to verify everything that I've been saying.
I'd love to do that.
That's all I care about. But so I do – it's so easy as a FedEx guy because – You're scenery for the most part. You just kind of can blend in. So I can hear all the conversations. I know every receptionist that's always outside on her phone just talking about they're literally talking about nothing. It's like
most phone calls anybody ever has aren't necessary.
Right.
That's okay.
But don't act like it's an emergency when you walk outside. And I see that all the time too. Like
when you're pretending that you're working and see I don't give a fuck enough. I would never complain about shit like that. I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to get involved. I hate this stupid fucking job anyway. I'm not going to go knocking on anybody's door about a problem I have.
Right.
But it is annoying because I know
they complain about
they
other people.
I know they can hear them bitching about other people and how much work they have to do. And they just bitch about every fucking possible thing that could be bitched about. They find a way to bitch about it. And
they're working every bitch angle they can.
And I would be fucking picking up a huge amount of slack. And like, unless you want to go, hey boss, look at all the work I'm doing. You know, it's just I'm not gonna fucking do that.
Right.
But I will complain about them here. And I never went when I was a kid. I wasn't predisposed to think that women were worthless.
No. It's something you have to slowly find out and discover.
No, I don't think women are worthless. I just think they're incredibly insufficient in the workplace. And maybe it's because we held them back for 10 years and they don't know how to run shit. But if it were all guys in an office, the environment would change. There would be a guy boss who said, hey, the fuck are you just doing? You're supposed to be working. Right. I'm not paying you to fucking sit on your balls and talk to your kids.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't be like crying about it because everybody would call you a fag. You'd get back to work. Have you been
watching a lot of Mad Men lately? Or
no, but I hear it's a great show.
Yeah. What was I going to say? You told me a story about an elevator, too. I want you to tell.
The other thing is, and this is another problem with American women, is that in American, everybody's overweight now. It's like an old joke now, but it's true.
It is.
And anyway, so at my job, and every job I've ever had, especially in an office, because that's where the lazy women work. If you work a labor job with women, they're probably hard fucking workers, or else they wouldn't have cut it.
Right.
But anyway, in an office, there's a lot of lazy, fat-ass women. And the thing that lazy, and I'm saying lazy, fat-ass women, not just regular fat-ass women.
Well, you can tell the difference between a person who's naturally fat. That sounds funny, but when you're naturally fat, the fat doesn't hang off of you in weird ways. Your arms get a weird shape when you're right. It's like you have to try to be fat.
I know we're assholes for saying this, but I'm going to say it anyway because I want it to be said.
But someone had to say it.
I always hear them fucking bitching and complaining. Partly it's just so that they can hear each other about how they need to lose weight and they're going to start doing this and they're going to do that. And we need to start walking on break. And I'll see them like that's their exercise. It's like 2 weekdays out of the week they'll go walking like where they barely shuffle their feet like around the parking lot once. And now they think
like they're Alzheimer's patients.
Jack LaLanne. Yes. So yeah, exactly. There's a hospital that treats stroke victims behind it. And I swear to God, they don't walk faster than them. But then I'll also see them like, we have 2 floors in the full fucking building and we have elevator and stairs. Guess which one they don't ever take. And they're always standing and like cramming in and like trying to cram as many people in. I don't like being confined with a bunch of smelly fat broads. I don't like to be in an elevator anyway.
It's funny because I have a rule when I'm delivering is that I'll push the button for the elevator when I get there. And if it doesn't open immediately, I go to the stairs. If it's the 4th floor or below.
Right.
And I do this, 50 times a day. And I know I'm an exception to the rule. I have more energy than most women do. But but my point is that I'll see fat women standing waiting for the elevator when I get there. I'll run up to the 3rd floor, deliver a package, have it signed for, run back down the stairs, and they'll still be standing there. And I know, because I know who it is, I know she works on the 2nd floor. You know what I mean? It's like, what do you think when you see that?
Yeah, aren't you ashamed of that?
That's what I think. You should at least pretend to be ashamed. And then the other thing that you always talk about is that...
Well, I know that the thing that I don't care if you decide
if you
to
be
never...
fat and lazy.
If you never take stairs, I don't give a shit. But I don't have to listen to you bitching later. Like, I can't lose weight. Right, or exactly. I'm going to lose weight. Don't make proclamations to the world that you're not going to live up to. And also, I know they have boyfriends and husbands at home that would rather they not be fat no matter what they say. And I know they're telling their boyfriends, you don't know what it's like to be a girl. It's hard to lose weight when you're a girl.
Right.
You don't know how hard it is. Like, exactly. I've heard that speech a million times.
Exactly. But meanwhile, they're standing by the elevator eating.
Right. Oh, and they would have every excuse in the world. I hope nobody I work with hears this. They'd have every excuse. They'd come up with any excuse in the world to have a potluck. Like a celebration, which was always just a potluck with different banners up in the big break room.
By the way, this is The Office, the podcast.
So, but every it's like if I work with a bunch of girls who are you, they all want pizza. Right. They always want pizza. And they don't want
any... Also, it's someone's birthday at all points.
If it's any, like, healthy or salad or, like, Asian-y food, they're like, eh, they turn their nose up at that. They either want pizza or, like, burritos. Or, like, ham sandwiches, like Italian sandwiches. Those are the only things they ever get, but it's all... One time, they had, honest to God, they ordered KFC. That was the lowest of the low. But... They fucking eat that shit, and I don't know if they're just completely ignorant about nutrition or if they need like a skinny white guy to yell at them about it.
Well, if
I'm sure they would love it if I did.
If it's the latter, you should offer up your services.
Sure, I would be very welcomed what my opinions are.
Exactly.
Well, I would love to bitch forever, but I think we've hit it.
So here, what were our, we should do a little recap. What were our points?
Women are no damn good.
Women are fat and lazy. We got that. Office jobs.
Skinny white guys can make all the judgments in the world.
Women talk too much. That's what we're saying on our podcast, where we talk.
Well, that's one I think we can all agree on.
Yeah. And then what's
because the last? If they talk at all.
Right. What was the last thing? Last couple things? I don't remember. But yeah, that's basically it. Whew. Wow, so, what is this? Hang on. Is this a Google alert? Oh, you set up a Google alert for us for when Brian updates his blog.
Yeah, oh, shit. It looks like he updated his new movie script, Danny.
Oh, man. This is high tech, too. You have now managed to set up a Google alert for something that is supposed to be secret. That's how good you are at hacking.
Right. It's like if that movie War Games starring Matthew Broderick actually took place in 2011, and instead of war, I just stole my roommate's movie script.
Well, you should get to work on that script. Or maybe we could put Brian to work on it.
And Dabney Coleman will co-star.
All right, well, let's see what we got.
Okay, this one, I actually looked over this one a little bit.
Well, we should set up also. This is Brian, our producer, is writing a script. His day job is a copy machine tech.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody's heard the previous installments of Brian's movie.
If you haven't, go back and listen. There's some pretty epic ones. But
it's going to be a good movie.
He's writing an action movie about a copy tech.
You know, it's like a real movie.
I know. And it's called Paper Jam.
So good.
So what you were giving me the synopsis.
So this is all Brian's words, but it seems like this is the plot is not thickening anymore here. It's just a dialogue between two women. I don't even think BJ McCool makes an entrance in this scene. So you and I reading it, I guess we should try to do woman accents.
Okay, I'll be Deborah.
Okay, I'll be Becky.
Okay,
so you start.
Hang on. Oh, shit. Is that Brian J. McCool? Wait, I don't know if I like that woman voice. No, well, nobody likes that woman voice.
No, it was fine. I like it.
Okay, all right.
Let me try it again.
Oh, shit. Is that Brian J. McCool?
Oh, my God, yes. I don't know if I like that one. That one sounds like a gay man. Oh, my God, yes. I'm going to get so horny soon when he starts working.
Me too. I'm already there, girl. My vagina is dripping so hard.
I hear he's the coolest. I hope he takes his shirt off when he's working. I hear his nipples are totally hairless and sexy as hell.
I heard that too.
You know Michelle in accounting?
Do you mean that really hot one with huge tits?
Yeah, I heard he fucked the shit out of her.
Oh my God. I wish that could have been my wet cunt instead of hers.
This is sexy.
It's also, he really has just captured the
women.
You know what I mean? Like, movies don't usually do a good job, like, when they write dialogue for women, but this is, like...
I know, I'm sorry to break character, but I was thinking that, too. It's like, he had a female co-writer, like Gloria Steinem or somebody, like a feminist.
Yeah, there must have been a ghostwriter for this one, because this...
Yeah, well, anyway, so let's go back to...
Okay.
You said, I think your last thing was that you wished it could have been your hot, wet cunt instead of hers?
That's right.
As Deborah, I mean, not you.
Right, no, oh, God.
Okay, now I'll start over.
Becky.
Once he's done fixing that copy machine, he needs to come over here and fix my pussy. And by fix it, I mean that he can fuck it. And when he fucks it, he doesn't need to use any specialized copy repair tools. He can just use his dick.
Yeah, and after he's done with you, he can totally make a copy of my ass with his laser jet fax machine. But by laser jet fax machine, what I really mean is cock. And by copy at and by copy my ass. What? And by copy my ass, what I mean is butt fuck me. Wow. I love the word butt fuck. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's beautiful. No shit, Sherlock.
Do you want to read the...
And then there's stage notes that say pause for laughter.
Okay.
I guess this is a comedy scene.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm peeved at Michelle because she got to fuck him and I didn't.
Hey, I've got an idea. I'm going to go ask Michelle if I can smell her ass, just in case he fucked her up in it. That way I could possibly smell his dick residue.
Not only that, but if she rips a wet fart in your mouth, then you might be able to taste his leftover jizz molecules. Scientific.
Yeah, right. Like, that situation would even come up. This is pause for more laughter.
You keep talking jive, Turkey, and I'm going to put a baster in your butt.
Deborah is black.
That's in the stage notes. That stage note is for Deborah to be black. I
think you might have already cast Deborah.
Okay, I get it.
Oh, yeah, right. You didn't even have the guts.
Well, let's go before we get too horny standing here and start to slip around in our pussy juice.
Audience is probably roaring with laughter here, but they will stop because they can tell the actress is serious. Should probably get award winner Meryl Streep to play this part. Or if she is too old, whoever current supermodel playmate that is available.
Let's go fist each other in the supply closet and hope he catches us.
To be continued.
Oh, wow.
That's a cliffhanger.
Also, this is like one of those scenes that you could tell he wrote just for the Oscar because it's so classy. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, one of those, it's almost like one of those, the British type, you know, where it's just all takes place in one room and everyone's wearing corsets.
I think this is going to be like the Brokeback Mountain for women's rights. Or, you know, the Passion of the Christ, how those are both groundbreaking.
Yeah. I could see that.
Because it really feels like if I was a woman reading this, I'd feel empowered.
So have you been checking the Google Voice lately, Chris?
No, I haven't checked it in a while.
Because we got a message for, I didn't understand it though. It was in like, what do Middle Eastern people speak? Persian or Farsi or, I don't know, Arabic? I can't tell what it was in, but it was a question for Farbod. So I was thinking maybe we could call him and get him to translate it. It's for the Ask Farbod section, basically. We haven't done it in a while, but maybe we'll call him right now.
Hello?
Oh, Farbod, it's Danny. And
oh my goodness, Danny John, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Yourself?
Very good. Right now I'm outside.
You were in the club just now, right? I can hear the music.
No. That is my car. That is my cousin Eliran Goldanfar. He is open pizza, and it is all Italian. But this motherfucker do not know who is Persian, who is Italian. So we are have a pizza shop. Everyone is okay. They love it.
Okay, so that music's just coming from your car.
Yes.
So we have a question for you, Farbod. Someone called in with a question for you, but I can't understand it. So maybe you can translate it, because I think it's in... What language do you speak, by the way? I'm not even sure. Maybe it's not even in your language.
Farsi.
Okay. I don't know. I can't tell, but I'm going to play this for you, and maybe you can answer it, and if you understand it.
Farbod jan, salam. Man Akbar hastam. Va ye soali dashtam vasat. Man mikham zan peyda konam tu Los Angeles. چطوری تو این خراب شادی زنی پیدا کنم؟ خواهش میکنم من کمک کن. مرسی فرقا جان و من خیلی تو رو دوست دارم. مرسی. بوس.
This motherfucker.
So could you understand that?
This was Farsi. This was Farsi.
So he was speaking Farsi. What, who was that? Did he say his name?
Yeah. He said his name is Akbar. Akbar is an Arab name, not Farsi name.
Oh.
But he speaks Farsi. Like Persian. But this motherfucker, say he come to America like me, and he wants to find women, but does not know how.
Oh, okay. So
this is a hard question to answer, because you are asking Michelangelo how you are make a beautiful man from Iraq.
From Iraq? Iraq? Is that what he said?
No, no. There are no beautiful men in Iraq. how he is make in the museum, the man from the rock.
Oh, for out of rock. I'm sorry.
Yes. This is something you have or you do not have.
So
I don't know. Maybe he's a bitch. But
you sound like
I know many Persians who come here to America and after watch a movie or watch TV, want American woman with the big white breasts and the small white ass and the blonde hair. And they do not know, because they have a Persian woman mother, they have a Persian woman grandmother, a Persian woman cousin.
Yeah.
And do not know how to talk to this America woman.
Farba, I didn't understand his words, but I didn't like his tone.
Yeah, Chris, the whole time, Chris didn't. He seemed like he didn't like that guy. Even
he sounded like he might have been bitch.
Well, he is bitch. He is a stupid motherfucker.
I felt
no
that.
No one is telling me, Farbot, this is how you fuck bitch, Farbot. This is how you fuck so many bitch, Farbot. This is your money. They do not tell me this. I know this. Because I'm not bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
My father was not bitch.
Mm-mm.
My grandfather, I don't know him, was not bitch.
Mm-mm.
But he's a motherfucker. There are so many of these motherfuckers.
But maybe it's just a cult. Like, maybe he's just... I mean, I couldn't understand the question, but maybe he just wants... Like, you know, there is... You do have an innate ability to just get women, but for those who don't,
yes.
For those who don't have that ability, maybe you could give him some tips, and also maybe you could give him tips on how to find good American women too. Versus, like, you know, there's a lot of, because I feel like if you're from, where are you from? Iran?
Tehran, Iran.
Okay, so if you, I feel like they're probably are better quality women there. Because American women, Chris and I were talking about this recently, are not necessarily the highest quality women in the world. So it's hard for... Maybe he just wants help finding the right type of women, too, you know?
Yes, well, Iran has a good woman. If you want wife and mother and someone who is look like you and your mother. But if you are come to America, you do not want this wife. Maybe later. But you are come to America young. You do not know a motherfucker thing. But you see this woman everywhere like it is a TV.
Right.
And for this bitch, you like I am said to Ben, you are need more money. You are need so many cars. You are looking this guy and the birds are fly. So many birds. You are need this many cars for all the bitch. But if you do not have this money, you do not have a car, maybe you will find a bitch who like your cologne. You are getting Dolce Gabbana money. You see, you are spreading both. You are getting velour, Louis Vuitton, you are spread at. Everything you have is so good for this bitch. And when you are talk to bitch, you must think like a bitch, because a bitch cannot think like a man. So you must talk
right
to her and understand that she is a bitch.
See, now that's good advice, actually. I think that's when you're talking to a woman. Oh, maybe I'll try to summarize what you're saying. Make it when you're talking to a woman.
Yes.
Yeah. Think what they want. You don't just.
Yes.
Yeah, that's good advice.
Money.
I know what they want.
What?
And I've got it.
What is it that they want?
I have these two, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
I know what this is.
Tarbosh and I are speaking the same language.
Is Tarbosh a nickname you have for him?
I call him Tarbosh as a nickname.
Oh, okay.
Tarbosh. Farbash is a word in Farsi. Farbash is two things, a prince and arm. And it is a very good name because you are need your arm for everything. The head is king and your prince is your arm.
Yeah. In Farsi, arms are very good luck.
Yes. And the beach love arm. Mm-hmm. You get tattoo of so many things on your arm, and you are so strong for this beach.
You know, sometimes the bitch
cry.
That's true. Sometimes the bitch love arm. Sometimes the bitch fear arm.
Yeah, that's true. What? How do you feel about? Maybe this is a tough topic.
Fear arm.
No,
I'm talking about if a beach step out of line.
Yes.
She might fear the strong arm of Tarbosh.
Yes, yes. A bitch is like child. You must scared. Oh. One moment, I'm get called. One on other line. What you are wait.
I wonder who he's talking to. Maybe it's
you
no.
Put us on hold.
It's okay.
Motherfucker.
No, it's okay. It's Tarbosh, dude. It's Farbot. It's all right. Who do you think he's calling him? It's probably a bitch, right?
Yeah, this motherfucker is talking to a beach.
It's okay. It is. This is our first time ever being put on hold on Chatty Radio. It's kind of fun.
I want to know if Iranians make fun of the way Americans talk.
Yeah, if there's like a
character. Not that that's what we're doing.
No,
here.
No. But let's say there are two Iranian guys with a podcast in Iran.
And they have this
and
guy.
They have a guy.
Hello?
Oh, hey.
Hello?
Yeah, hang on one sec, Farbad. We're talking about something because we were wondering if in Iran, not that this is what we're doing. You are a real Iranian, obviously. You're a real Persian, but we were wondering if in Iran people make fun of the American accent and like there are two guys doing a podcast in Iran and they have a fake guy come on and do an American accent character saying a bunch of like, you know, just trying to sound American.
No.
All right, that's settled.
I have a question for Farbah.
Yeah, he's got. Go ahead.
You're with one moment.
We just got put on
this motherfucker.
So, that would be fun. Maybe we should do that podcast.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm so sorry. So sorry. There is so many bitches.
You owe me 1,000 apologies.
I will give you 100,000. Every time I give you one. Wow. That is joke. That is all Persian joke.
Very funny.
No one here thinks that is funny. It does not, this joke does not translate.
Okay. So Farbad, if you were going to recap basically the advice for the guy, for the caller, what was his name again? Akbar? If you were going to recap again, just we can go out with this. What would you say is the most important thing for him? Cologne?
The most important thing is you are come to America and you are make this money, you are buy this car, you are fuck this white bitch, so many white bitch, and maybe 10 years, maybe 15 years, maybe 20, 30, maybe 50 years, you are marry a Persian woman and be happy. You don't have to be happy, but you are married this Persian woman.
Okay.
But right now, it is a white bitch. That is everything. White beach breakfast, white beach dinner, everything.
Okay, so white beach, that's the main thing. Well, thank you, Farbad. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Where is Ben?
Ben couldn't be with us tonight. Speaking of white beach, he had some family issues going on.
He's been a merry white beach.
He did. Ben did marry white beach.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, yeah, they don't get a lot whiter. But she's a very beautiful white woman. I don't like I you know, I know I feel bad saying
every,
calling her a white.
Every white woman is beautiful. But you cannot marry this.
Well, from what I understand, she's very pleasant and very well mannered.
Yeah,
she runs a good household.
Maybe she's white and Mexican. Yes.
Actually, she's white and Italian.
Oh, there you go.
Oh my goodness.
Bringing it back full circle.
That is almost so good.
But I remember what we were talking about. We were talking about what you think about hitting women or keeping them in line with.
Yes. Like I say, a woman is like a child. You must. The child has to be so scared. The child has to be so scared to say the right thing, do the right thing, clean the room. Clean everything. You cannot have a child who tell you yes and no.
Right.
Bitches tell you yes.
Right. Yeah, they just have one answer. Okay, so that's... I think you've answered all our questions. Thanks again, Farbad.
Thank you very much, Danny. And thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Farbash. Thank you, my friend.
You should be Prince. If you are calling me Farbash, you are calling me Prince, or you are calling me Arm.
Well, that's no way to talk to your old friend, Farbash.
If you were bitch, I would be so angry for you telling me no. But Chris, you are so funny and so strong.
Wow, Chris is blushing.
Thank you, and a thousand blessings to you and your house.
Oh my goodness, thank you. I received this.
How many houses do you have, by the way, Farbad?
Here in Los Angeles.
Just all together.
I have two in Los Angeles, and have two in Palm Springs. I have two in Iran, and I will buy one more, but I don't know where.
Okay. Well... Anyway, Dubai might be a good place.
No, I do not go to Dubai. Okay. Dubai is Arab pig ass.
I think that's a direct translation.
Yeah, exactly. Arab pig ass. All right, well, thanks again, Farbad. Good night.
Okay, good night, Tanya. Good night, Chris.
Good night, Farbash.
We can't. This is a circle that will never
hang
end.
Up.
Shoddy Radio.
Everyone, it's me, Jennifer. I just wanted to point out that even though this episode sounded very sexist, it wasn't. You just listened wrong. Probably because you are a girl. Just kidding. Women and men are equal and have no differences. No, I was kidding again. But what I am really here to talk to you about is that Shoddy Radio truly believes that women should not be in the workplace. Aha! I was still kidding. And that is my real point. Shoddy Radio is a comedy program. And therefore should not be listened to by women. Because our brains cannot understand the brilliant subtleties and hilarious social satire that is weaved into every episode. Instead, we misunderstand the point of the jokes. And think we are being personally attacked and disrespected. And then we write naggy emails and comments to the producers of the show about how they don't have the right to make jokes that make generalizations and could possibly offend someone. Oh man, I can't stop kidding around. Aha. Look, if Shoddy Radio really believed women weren't an essential part of the workplace, would they really bring me, Jennifer, a real-life woman into the studio to record this message? Of course not. That is why I can personally promise you that everyone I've ever met, associated with Shoddy Radio, has been a fair, honest, and 100% open-minded individual, just trying to make an interesting, and more importantly, genuinely funny, comedy podcast. So if you were offended, we apologize. But thanks for listening anyway. And to everyone else who has been listening and supporting the show over the years, thank you. Now go write us an iTunes review. Seriously. Go to iTunes. Click on the iTunes store. Search Shoddy Radio. Click on our page. Then click 5 stars and write something nice about how awesome we are. It will take you 3 minutes. Go now. Come on. Do it. Right now. Seriously. Go. Hurry. I'm not kidding this time. It really helps the show reach new people. And if you've already written us a review, then write one on someone else's computer. A friend. A relative. A neighbor. A co-worker. Just go write a review. Now. Don't forget. Unless you're a woman. Then, we don't want your help.